EPA's new report hopes to reduce the cost of stormwater through low-impact development, and an estimated $3 million is now available for community organizations looking to reduce pollution locally. Today is January 11th, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
EPA recently released a new report, Reducing Stormwater Costs Through Low-Impact Development, or LID, Strategies and Practices. The report contains 17 case studies from across North America that show the economic viability of LID practices. The report concludes that using these practices in construction projects can lower costs while improving environmental results. The report highlights examples that, in most cases, reduce project costs while improving environmental performance. Total capital savings range from 15 to 80%, with a few exceptions. LID practices are innovative stormwater management practices to manage urban stormwater runoff at its source. The goal is to mimic the way water moved through an area before it was developed by using techniques that infiltrate, evapotranspirate, and reuse runoff close to its source. Some common LID practices include rain gardens, grass swales, cisterns, rain barrels, permeable pavements, and green roofs. Coming up, $3 million is available from EPA for communities who want to reduce pollution, and EPA is seeking public comment on the draft cruise ship discharge assessment, after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
EPA has announced that an estimated $3 million will be available in 2008 for community organizations wanting to reduce pollution locally in their neighborhoods. Through its Community Action for a Renewed Environment, or CARE program, the agency is currently accepting proposals to support community-based partnerships. Proposals are due by March 17, 2008. EPA will conduct three conference calls on January 18th, February 11th, and February 27th, 2008, for prospective applicants to ask questions about the application process. The agency anticipates awarding CARE cooperative agreements in two levels. Level 1 cooperative agreements range from $75,000 to $100,000 and can be used to create community-based partnerships to develop local environmental priorities. Level 2 awards, ranging from $150,000 to $300,000 each, will support communities which have already established broad-based partnerships, have identified the priority toxic risks in the community, and are prepared to measure results, implement risk reduction activities, and become self-sustaining. EPA is seeking public comment on the draft cruise ship discharge assessment report that will be used to help the agency address waste streams from cruise ships. The draft report assesses five waste streams from cruise ships: sewage, gray water, oily bilge water, solid waste, and hazardous waste. For each waste stream, the draft report discusses the nature and volume of the waste stream generated, existing federal regulations applicable to the waste stream, environmental management, including treatment of the waste stream, potential adverse environmental impacts of the waste stream, and actions by the federal government to address the waste stream. The agency also is seeking public input on options, alternatives, and recommendations on whether and how to better control and regulate the five waste streams. The public has 45 days to comment on the draft report. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.